And appreciate your prayers. I have a very sore throat. Probably won't keep you too long. But I have a little thought I'd like to leave. In John, the 8th chapter, says, "Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself?" These Jews were saying to the Lord, "You're trying to make yourself bigger than you are. You're being, self-fulfilling. You're trying to get a following. Abraham's gone. He's not testifying of you. Prophets are dead, so they're not here. You're not getting this from anywhere but yourself, and you're self-important. You're being arrogant, or you're lifting yourself up. You're proud. That's what they was trying to accuse him when they said, Who makest thou thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me. If I honor myself, my honor is nothing." He was saying that it doesn't do any good. I think we probably all would have to realize that. It doesn't do any good. You know, it's important that we don't rely on how we think about ourselves. We can have human capabilities or human ideas or who I am. Peter got into that, and he thought, and this is all of goodwill. Peter wasn't trying to do anything evil or wrong. But Peter thought he had something that he didn't have. He tried to say that he was capable of something that he wasn't capable of. And he thought he was. In all honesty, Peter said, "Lord, though all men would deny you, forsake you, I will never deny you. I will never forsake you." And he was honest about that, but he was wrong. He was wrong about himself. And Jesus himself says here, to their accusation about you are trying to become something of yourself, you are endeavoring to do this, he said, "If I honor myself, it's nothing. There is nothing valuable to me for that." But he said, "It's not me that honoreth. I'm not. It's God that honoreth me." And it brought to my mind of how the value of, rather than us having the idea, and I think this is a very valuable thought for everyone that endeavors to serve the Lord. Because there is so much value in so many different places that I see in life. To have the attitude that if I honor myself, it's nothing. If you honor me, it's nothing. If the world around me, if I seek and desire for the honor around me, that's nothing. But if God honors me, that's what's valuable. If God honors me, because, you know, we can get ourselves so disturbed because of what other people think about us. You know, if I can think wrong about me, you probably can too. And if I in my imperfect way of thinking, if not knowing everything, and I look at the circumstances about you, there's a good chance that I might misjudge you. Not knowing everything about you, not knowing how you feel about everything, what you do in every circumstance, not knowing the other pressures that are on you to do that, not knowing those other things. I've had people even say before things like they feel like maybe I was unfaithful because they knew something was going on in their world. And Brother Marty, as a preacher, you should have been there. You was obligated to be there. Well, I may have to just say, well, I'm sorry that it didn't work that way. But in my heart, I know there was another important thing. At the same time, a thousand miles on the other side, I know it's a thousand miles away, and it's just as important as this. And I happen to be over here, and you don't know that, and you make a judgment about it. But you know what? It isn't really your opinion about it. And it's not really my opinion about it. It's whether God honors it or not. You know, and if we get ourselves so mixed up into that, I'll admit I'm imperfect in my being able to see information about everything that goes on in everybody's life. It's not my desire to do it. And it isn't my calling to do it. But what I should be striving for isn't that anyway. What I should be striving for is that God honors my life. You know, there's nothing greater, really, in all the accomplishments that we could have, or all the things that we can think that maybe my name can go on with, or all the accomplishments that I can have in life. There is nothing greater in any of it than that the Lord would be willing to deal with me. If the Lord would be willing to talk to me, that is the greatest honor that can be bestowed upon me. If God would be willing to check me in my errant ways, if I began to be errant, if God would be willing to care enough for me to check me in that, that is the greatest honor that I can be shown. It's above your all's honor. I like that honor, but this is above that honor. We're talking about one that looks and sees all the details, looks down and sees all the details and knows why I make the decision about everything that I make. There's been a lot of times in my life that there has been situations to where these situations to where I looked and said, I can't win. I've got somebody over here with this, and if I do this, this one's over here is going to be upset. And if I do this over here, they're going to be upset. And I'm going to sit here in between to do and try to do what God wants me to do, and I'll make them both mad. But both of them's upset. Well, what am I supposed to do? Look for the honor or the glory from them? Be, oh, he's good. That or pick a side or that? No. It's important that God is willing to honor me. And that what Jesus was saying when they made the accusation that you're a self-fulfilling, you're selfish. You're trying to get a following. You're trying to be important. You're nobody. And when they made this accusation to the Lord said, if I was to honor myself, it would be nothing. If I was to be the one that would proclaim myself, it would be nothing. If I try to do this by myself, it would be nothing. But it isn't me doing it. It's God that's doing it. It's God that's going to be, oh, I get the honor from God. And I think it's so important. One said, self-admirers are self-deceivers. I totally agree with it. Self-admirers are self-deceivers. You about have to be honest with you. There's another scripture that says something about, somebody help me with this, but it says something about, it's in Proverbs, and it says something about one that would seek their own glory is like one, I've got it backwards though, it's to eat, but it's like one that eats, he that eats too much honey. It's like eating too much honey, and it's the same as one that seeks his own glory. And it's saying, well, that don't make sense, eating too much honey and do that. Well, I imagine, well, just if you want to know what it's like for someone that seeks their own glory, go eat a quart of honey and you'll find out. You'll make yourself sick. You'll have this old, this and that. That's all you're going to get out of it. Oh, it starts off, I'm going to tell you, self-glory starts off, according to that scripture, it starts off very satisfying. It's sweet. And as you eat a little bit more of it, it's still kind of satisfying. But in a while, it isn't tasting so good. And then after a while, there's a nauseousness that comes along with it. And then you eat too much of it, you're going to be upchucking, and you're going to be sick, and you're going to be heavy feeling, and you're going to be off feeling. And he was trying to relate the idea that in the long run, that isn't very important to you. In the long run, we need to have God's approval on our life instead of us being affected by the whims of people. We are. Now we are. Just have to admit, we are. What people do around us affects us because we're human and we do have feelings and we do care and things are important to us. If we were robots, we wouldn't have to worry about that. Or if we could desensitize ourselves, which we wouldn't want to do, we wouldn't have to affect. But there is another way. There is another way is that we begin to focus more on what's really important about and really understanding. Do you know in the long run, even though there may be a time that you're looked at in the wrong way or something you wouldn't be satisfied, in the long run, the best way to handle this situation is to glorify God in it. It is to have the honor of God upon our lives. That God is pleased with what I've done. You may not appreciate it, but God has appreciated it. God is going to put His blessings on it. God's going to put His hands on it. Do you know there is no greater honor that God can give us as a people than to answer our prayers? What a great honor that God would be willing to hear us, listen to us, and answer our prayers. And you may say, well, the people don't like me. I'm having a conflict in my family or a sibling or a mother or father or whatever it is. There's a conflict there and it hurts and all that. Do you know if you ought to focus more on the whether you're pleasing God? The only way to help them, I'm going to tell you, the only way to help them, the only way to change the whole thing is to honor God and have God honor us. And He wants to, I think God wants us to be in a place to where He's saying, well done. That's honor. What greater honor than to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, you done what I gave you to do. You had a conflict here. And you didn't give in to that conflict, but you done what was right. You humbled yourself down before me. You prayed and gave me the glory. And God will honor that, I believe. I want to look at a scripture that gets people, these kind of things get people in trouble. Over in the 5th chapter of Acts, it says, but a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira was his wife, sold a possession. And they kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Okay? Of all the things that you can think about a story like this, why did they do that? There could only be one answer. They wanted honor of men. They wanted the honor as being somebody that gave their all. You know, it's more important to have the honor of God. It's more important to be honest before the Lord than to make a big splash in this world. You'd be better off to be honest and to say before the Lord, Lord, you know the problems that I have before you. You know what I am before you. Than to stand up and make a big proclamation about things that you know nothing about. Or to make a big testimony of spirituality. When you know you don't have a big high spirit. I'm just telling you, it is better to be honored of God. They sold the possession and it was their possession. Peter told them, can you not sell it? It was yours. If you didn't want to sell it, you'd have been better off not to sell it. God would have had more honor to you had you not sold it and been honest about it. God would work with you if you're honest. And after you sold it, was it not in your power to say to them, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of it, but it's mine. I'm going to keep the rest of it to do what I want. It's yours. You can give as much as you want. But no, you wanted everybody to think well of you. You wanted everybody to think that you was along with everybody else. You know, that is an extreme case, and what happened was an extreme case. But I wonder if every one of us cannot be guilty of those kind of things. We can be guilty of saying or being, because we don't realize the real importance of having God honor us versus men honoring us. You know, it's easy. Me and somebody was talking recently about this. It's easy to get a reputation. And once one gets started, and it doesn't have to be true at all, it can come off of a single event. It can come off of a single statement, a single event, and get somebody started in the thought process, and it get going, and it go farther and farther until a reputation's gained that can't be lived down, that wasn't true to start with. And at the same time, people thinking, maybe thinking of you a certain way that you know you're not that way. And it can be so frustrating, but you know what? What difference does it really make? If God honors us, it doesn't matter. Because Jesus said himself, if I honor myself, it's nothing. If I try to make my own reputation, it's nothing. If God hasn't said it and hadn't proved it, you know, the only way to really live anything is to prove it. And God is the only one that can really prove it. This is what's really important. And Lord, help us not to get caught up in the idea of me thinking I know who I am and living to that. My own honor. I want to be something. Or living up, trying to live up to others. Well, I say this sometimes. Well, I don't really care. People get me wrong when I say that. It's not that I don't care about people. Sometimes I'll say, I don't really care. Well, I don't, and you have to take that same thing. I want the best for everybody. I know that. When I say I don't care, I don't know that. It means I don't allow myself to care about what your opinion is. I can't afford to let myself care about things that isn't true and things that God hasn't proved of. That's what I'm saying. I can't allow myself to be, you can't either. You can't allow yourself to care enough till you're going to stop your normal process of serving the Lord. You can't afford to do it. When I say I don't care, that's what I mean. I don't care enough to let that influence change what I know to be right. That's what I mean. You can't afford it either. People will have all kind of a different opinion, but Lord, help us to have one thing that's above all of it. And that is that God's approving of it. We aren't to live independently of one another. We aren't to say, okay, God's working with me, ain't working with everybody else. There is no private interpretations of scriptures or of life. But you can't afford to allow other people's opinions to keep you away from the due process of the Lord and what the Lord wants you to do. And how, you know, it's more important to have God honoring you than it is people. Another scripture I want to look at is a very familiar story in 2 Kings. Success sometimes can get people to feel in a certain way about themselves. If you're able to accomplish or to do some things or something like that, it's easy to get to thinking, I can do something. If you want to get down to the real truth about it, every one of us needs to acknowledge and realize in everything that is to God be the glory. You didn't make yourself. You got to realize, I'm talking scripturally here now. If you want to get arguing secularly about different people can do different tasks and people train and people go to school and people understand and do all that, you can make that argument from a secular point of view. But if you make a biblical argument, it's still glory to God, because God still gives you the strength, the energy, the mind, and everything to do everything that you do. It's still glory to God, and He can stop all that process at any point in time, and your mind that's so good, so capable, so remembering can change at any time, and you can remember nothing. And He proved that in Nebuchadnezzar. But from a biblical standpoint, it's glory to God. No matter what you accomplish or what you do, it's God that's blessed you, helped you, and does it. And you ought to give God the glory for it and the honor for it. It says, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper, okay? Now, the status of this man was unquestionable. A man of honor, integrity, he was a valor, he was a brave man. His master thought he was a great man. He was definitely in a place of success. He had won wars, he had figured things out. He was a man like that. And I'll make this suggestion by this reading that the man also thought higher of himself than he should have thought. Now, he was a good man. There's no doubt that he's a good man. There's no doubt about all of these things. But I'm going to tell you where he should have been in all this, and Lord help us all to be in this kind of place. He should have been thankful that God had honored him. Because when God works with us and helps us and talks to us and gives us, He's honoring us. I'd rather be honored by the Lord today than have the riches of the world. If God would honor me today, I think God does honor me today, and I want to get to that. I think God honors all of us. I think salvation is honoring us. His willingness to talk with every one of us. God talks to us. That's an honor. God touches us. God answers our prayer. We don't come and pray just because it's a habit. Well, I hope. I think the reason why we come and say or take a prayer request and we give in our prayer request is because we believe something. We believe God will honor us. If we come to Him in faith and bow down, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We believe God will honor us by answering our prayer. He'll hear an answer. It's a great honor. And we ought to always realize that when God works in our lives, He's honoring us. Jesus said, if I honor myself, if I just do it by myself, you're not as capable as you think you are. You think that you can straighten everything out, you can get everything in order, you get everything done. And now as we're doing the duties of life, we ought to be saying, Lord, help me to do everything that You've given me to do. Help it to come out and work. Lord, honor my hands as they work. Lord, honor my mind as I go through this, that it will be accomplished to what you want it to be. Help, get honor of this. And Jesus said, if I do it myself, it's nothing. But it's God that honors. You know, when Jesus spoke words, he was believing God was honoring his words. When Jesus touched people, he was saying, God is honoring my prayers. The Father is honoring me in my words and my deeds and my actions. God is honoring. It's not me, it's God that's honoring. When somebody gets touched and healed, God is honoring my prayers. God is honoring. It's more important that God honors us than we honor ourselves. It's more important that God honors us than people honor us. If you're expecting the community of Greenbank to honor you, well, I hope they do. But if you're expecting them to do it, it'll be nothing. Because the first time you cross them anyway, it'd be dishonored anyway. But we're not after the honor of the world. Oh, that's a wonderful word. Just want, no. If they catch on to that and see God in it, they're honored too. But if not, it's our duty to honor God, not the world. So Naaman was also a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. You know, God's got a lot of ways, don't he? We look at him some and say, it couldn't be God. God would never do that. I think it's funny when people say that, because in a scriptural sense, he does do that. Well, he wouldn't have done this. Naaman was honored. Folks, listen. Naaman was honored by a little slave girl that had been caught. God maneuvered circumstances until Naaman, being honored to the Lord, had put somebody in his life to direct him towards something that he couldn't get there himself. Do you know circumstances in our lives? Many times is God honoring us? We ought to accept the circumstances of life that comes into our lives because God may be working on our lives. Honoring us by His presence. Honoring us to get us closer. Honor us to get us a place of healing. Naaman would have never... This is God's work. Naaman didn't know nothing about no prophet in Israel until this little maid told him so. We didn't tell him, but they told the other ones, and they come and told him, listen. She said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is Samaria. Now, it just baffles me. In the day we live in of everybody saying I'm owed something and you done me wrong and all this, and here is a little girl that was carried away captive, and she said, I would my Lord, the one that carried her away. I wonder if this little girl thought was sitting and thinking, God let me be carried away. Well, God does everything right. So God got me to a place. I was starving to death over there, and He let me be carried away, and I just got more than enough food here. Got a good situation. No, everybody, it just seemed like most people today never get a hold of really anything. God honored her. And she was honoring back, and instead of being this terrible, no, if you got a job, then do it your best you can. And so she's caring for Well, I tell you, sometimes I think they had more grace than what we have. A little thing go wrong, and instead of saying, the Lord let this happen, what's in it? No, we go off on all kind of tangents about this and that, and this person done me wrong, and this over here, and oh, they said this, and somebody preached from the pulpit against me. Lord, help us. Every time you go to service, you ought to be wanting the preacher to preach at you. I ain't saying that for my cause. I'm saying it for yours. Every time you go, you should say, Lord, have the preacher preach at me. What are you coming for? This little young girl, she said, Lord, I would that my master, she was caring about her master that carried her away captivity and made a slave out of her, and she's being a good soul. What honorable. Lord blessing her. And the Lord will bless. And she says that the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of leprosy. And one went and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus, said the maid. that is in the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10,000. Well, you know the story. He went and he goes to Elisha in the 8th verse, and it says, and it was so when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel rent his clothes, that he sent the king saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and his with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Then Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, Elisha just sent a messenger to him. Now this is a fascinating story, because here comes a man that's important, somewhat self-important, never recognized the whole thing of God, so often missed what God is really doing. God works, is working in the way God will always work, not in pomp, not in show, not in horses and chariots and all the money, and you're going to buy the way of the Lord and all those kind of things. That's not the way of the Lord. And the Lord here approves it again. And now Elisha's in there. And this is amazing, amazing to me. The prophet's sitting in there thinking, and here's one of the biggest, highest dignitaries of the land of Syria, one of the strongest nations around them. This is the man closest to the king. And Elisha is not self-important at all. You'd think he'd want to go out there and pay him some kind of homage and get his gifts and make a big show about it and be important and all that. But you know what Elisha knows? He knows what Jesus said. If I honor myself, it's nothing. It's God. It's the Father that's honoring. Elisha didn't need all that stuff. It's not important. It's nothing. What's important is that I do what God wants me to do. And that God has told me the answer to this is such a great honor. To think that God would speak to the prophet in the night. God, Naaman's coming. Remember, he told the king to tell him, come. He's coming. You think Elisha made all this? I think he should go dip himself in the Jordan. No. It wasn't Elisha's doing, it was God's doing. And God told Elisha, I'm going to heal it. I'm going to heal Naaman. And this is the way I'm going to do it. You tell him to go dip himself 7 times in the Jordan. And I don't want you going out talking to him. Just send the messenger. Go tell him to do it. And what an honor it was to have God to do that. Folks, it's more important to have God honoring our lives. Daily, God is honoring our lives by being with us and answering our prayers and helping us when we're discouraged and being a friend to us and helping us. That's more important than all the world can do. Go and worship in Jordan 7 times, and the flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Well, you remember the story. Naaman was wroth. He went away angry. I think some of his servants said to him, he said, washing in Jordan, you know what? He was being honored by the Lord. And he almost missed it. Because of his self. What do you say? A self-admirer is a self-deceiver. You want healed? Heal yourself. Heal yourself. Well, you'll say, I can't. Well, then do what the Lord wants you to do. You say, I got issues in my life. I've lived for the Lord I've been saved for 30 years. I still got issues in my life. Well, I'll heal myself. No. I need to do what the Lord wants me to do. God's going to honor when I say, Lord, I need some help. I need some help here. How do I get this healing? The Lord will bring the circumstances into my life if I don't reject them. If I'll embrace that. Lord, honor us today. Honor us by your presence. Honor us by your dealings. Sometimes dealings is hard. Sometimes it comes in the form of a spanking. Sometimes we're not acknowledging it. Sometimes it'll be brazenly open till we have to acknowledge it. But we want God to honor us. Lord, look down on us today and honor us. Help us not to honor ourselves. Help us not to seek the honor of the world, but seek the honor of God in His presence to us, in His and He's willing to deal with our lives and change our lives and alter our lives and help us in life. Because that's what Jesus said. That's what's important. And He said, also said to the people, if you read there in John, He said, and that's whose God you say you are from. That's who you say. The Father is the one. You should be being honored too, if you'll just accept it. They come to Naaman and said, if he would have said to go do some great deed, you would have done it. Something worthy of me. Give me something worthy of me so that the people can look. Lord, I'm willing to do whatever it is just as long as the people look on and I'm not having to humble myself down, but that I'm exalted and you can put me up and make me an example for everybody. And it'd be wonderful to the church to see such a great person lifted up and them trusting the Lord and all those things. And sure enough, he's not going to do it because it's not what I need. And he's going to say, no, go dip yourself in Jordan 7 times. Are you kidding me? I want to do something great. Naaman says, they said, if he had said, go cut 100 of the enemy, go get 100 Philistines' heads and bring them, you'd have done it. Climb to the top of the mountain and pluck the tail feather of an eagle, you would have done it. Dive and get pearl, you would have done it. You'd have done whatever, the great things. Then why not just obey? Why not just listen? Why not just listen to the Lord and be honored by the Lord? Lord, help us today. Do we realize what God wants to do with it? God, you know what? God wants to honor His children. And when we find value in God and God alone, above whatever thing, you know, the multitudes may look and say, I know it feels bad. I've been there. I've been there at the time that I was the odd man out. I was stuck out like a sore thumb. And you know, you get that feeling and all that. But you know what? They can't save my soul. They can't heal me. They can't help me. The only thing they do in the process of time, and I've seen this over and over again, they put the pressure on. But the only thing they do in the process of time is my 30 years now lets me to look back on many, many events. I look back and say, they all corrupted. They all corrupted. They all demanded an obedience to a certain way of living to the world, and you should do this, and that's ridiculous for you to act that way, dress that way, go there, do these things. It's ridiculous for you to do it. And they all corrupted in the process of time. They lost and corrupted down and become rotten. And by the help and grace of the Lord, God still is honoring us. So I'm thankful for the Lord. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.